Okay. All right, we're good now. Today's top story, Adam, big hater of Glenn Greenwald.
Me?
Yeah.
You're jealous of how many guys he gets to fuck?
Yeah. You're like, yeah. I wish I looked like him and had his
I wish I was as handsome.
I wish I was as handsome as Glenn Greenwald.
It would be nice to live in Rio. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. He has a lot of dogs. That's kind of nice.
What's he doing down there? Just petting dogs and eating chips and salsa? And
Yeah. Well, he's going, it's all fogo de chow. Every meal is fogo de chow.
Damn. He's just eating meat off swords?
That's awesome.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I haven't been to a nice fogo de chow in a while.
The last time I had Brazilian barbecue was in Canada with a couple of faggarinos.
A couple, you have clones of yourself that
I remember
eat?
That we were in Ottawa. That was actually... Mm-hmm. For such a gay
tour.
Did
we get Brazilian barbecue there?
For the gayest part of the gayest tour we've been on.
Yep. Which it was.
Ottawa?
Yeah. Ottawa was... Ottawa was fucked for staying in, like, Roseanne's house and some, like, capital...
Yeah, that was really funny.
Nick almost fought a security guard at Walmart.
And...
Oh, yeah, that was the day I slept the whole day. I took edibles and slept an entire day.
Yeah.
That's how gay Ottawa was. You guys were like, I'm going to go to Walmart. I was like, I'm just going to take so many edibles I sleep through a day.
I was going through my camera roll, and I have a photo shoot I did of you in the backyard of that Roseanne house we were staying in.
Oh, what was it?
You were smoking weed, wearing a Canada cowboy hat. Yeah.
Send me those pics.
I'll send them to you.
I might try to get into edibles. I've never taken an edible in my life.
What?
Don't do it.
You never have?
No, never.
It's way more than smoking weed. You get way higher.
It is. Not you really. Do. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of marijuana, I just want to say, 5 years ago, we did an episode with Andy Haynes where I mentioned this guy, Nick 420 CA. Me and my friends have been watching smoke weed on the internet for 10 years, and he acknowledged us this week. And it was a major moment.
Shut
in my
up,
life.
Dude. Who cares?
He wants us to come down to Long Beach and
you can go
and do a dab marine.
Nick
with
420 dabs can suck my dick. I don't give a fuck at all.
Stop. He's a new fan of the show.
He can suck my old balls of my dick.
That's where you and I are different. I respect every single person who listens to this show.
That is, if that's true, we are very different.
Yeah.
We could not be more diametrically opposed on that matter.
Diametrically opposed.
In that sense, yes, we are.
I am diametrically opposed, dude. If it ain't ice cream, I'm not having it. I'm diametrically opposed to food.
I kind of want ice cream now.
Okay, we can make that happen.
Because ice cream is great in the summer, but in the fall, once it's like past its bedtime.
Oh, it's slutty. It's fucking bad. You feel like a bad boy doing
it. Ice cream after hours.
Yeah.
When the leaves are turning, you're just licking down a big cone.
I totally see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Triple scoop. I love the triple scoop because that's way too much ice cream.
It's unruly. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's an unruly amount.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. There was such a good flavor of ice cream I had in Seattle.
Do you want to try and remember it?
I'm trying.
Was it underage?
I couldn't tell
underage
you.
Underage penis.
What are you saying? No. He's a pedophile? Is that
Come
the
on,
joke
Adam.
Here?
What?
Oh, I disrespect Nick 420 dabs, and now you got to say I'm a fucking pedophile?
Yeah, you have me on edge a little bit right now.
Fuck you and fuck him. How about that?
It's Nick C.
I don't care what it is.
All right. It's a man that I've been watching smoking weed on the internet for 15 years.
You know what? And we didn't get to it to the last episode because we got into something else that was really good, and I'm not going to spoil it, but it is the best episode we've ever done.
The next premium might be the best we've ever done.
But I have some grievance. You know what? Since you're going to have this attitude, I was going to let it slide, but I have a grievance against you.
What's the grievance?
I asked for a sandwich this morning.
Mm-hmm. I was.
You asked, did anybody want coffee?
I was at the Coffee Bean
How
and
do you
Tea
like
Leaf.
Those lights? You like orange? Is that good?
Orange is nice.
It's like I would put a shade more white in it.
Yeah.
But I like it.
No, it's like a library, like a
still a pinch more
a gentleman's
a pinch more white. A pinch.
A gentleman's penis.
A gentleman's penis.
A gentleman's penis never lies. I like this color also.
The blue, that's nice. Yeah. Soothing. Can't you do it? Yeah, you can do whatever you want, right?
You can do
I have some shit like that.
Whatever you want in this world. The red's intense.
Red's too much. Unless you're doing a brothel.
Yeah.
Purple's nice. Purple City Bird Gang. Ravens. What's up?
Blue.
That's like a mystical blue.
I like that icy blue.
Mm-hmm.
I like icy blue and I like this kind of green. Makes me feel like I'm in some kind of like...
Magic.
Yeah, some kind of like
a magician's lair.
Yeah. Like Merlin. Mm-hmm. Like if Merlin was doing spells exactly. into my ass.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
To shrink it.
Anyways, folks, welcome to the show.
No, I have grievances against Adam.
Okay, air it. Oh. Air your grievance.
Let me
cut you off for a second.
Go ahead.
You're allowed to air it if we resolve it. I don't want to have a grievance out there not resolved.
You're not going to put fucking restraints on my speech, motherfucker.
I'm not putting restraints.
You're not telling me what I can and cannot air. I'm airing whatever the fuck I
want. No, I
want
to find common ground with a friend.
And I hope to find it, too.
Okay.
I hope to. I'm going into this hopeful.
Okay, go. Say it.
You asked if anybody wanted coffee.
How about a coffee shop called Common Ground? Wouldn't that be
good?
That would be really good.
I mean,
that should be our business that we start with the money we got that we didn't deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a woman would. Uh-huh. Like a woman with her father's money. I'm going to start a coffee shop called Common Ground where we elevate women, mm-hmm. colorful, fat, black women voices.
Uh-huh.
This is a fat, black woman elevating business called Common Ground, owned by me.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca mm-hmm. Rothschild Vanderbilt hyphen Feldstein.
Mm-hmm.
Hyphen my husband who's a lawyer.
That's good. That's the hyphen. That's the third hyphen, yeah. huh? Anyway,
continue.
You ask if
I
anyone
spend my father's money, I spend my husband's money, and I am a business owner. It's a coffee shop that sells $8 lattes and soap that I make myself by hiring someone else to.
Mm-hmm. I put the wick in at the end.
I do the fine.
It's soap on a rope.
And I helped. That's what rich women are. They're like the fucking kid from the Chex Mix commercial.
Yes, 100%.
Like, and I helped.
Yeah, they wrap a bow on whatever product they have made in a pseudo sweatshop.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's a collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I'd really love to shove those ladies down the stairs.
Which ladies? Rich women?
Rich women that have fake businesses that pretend mm-hmm. that they earned through yeah. their own hard work. Rich
what is an apothecary?
And they always have they have a vein that starts in the middle of their foot and goes up their ankle all the way to their brain. Just yeah. one prominent vein. What? What's an apothecary?
Yeah, because those kind of women always own apothecaries.
Yeah, it's like a place that sells fucking Edison light bulbs and like a mason jar with a twig in it.
And soaps.
Yeah, bullshit soaps.
Yeah.
A lot of like recycled paper.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
don't have bags. Mm-hmm. They fold. They're like, do you want this gift wrapped? And it's like recycled construction paper bowed with tine.
Yep.
Twine.
Twine, yeah.
yeah. It's the kind of paper you should that a nice ribeye steak should be wrapped in.
Yeah,
not a gift.
That sounds nice.
You know, it sounded nice to me at around 10:48 a.m. today.
Yeah,
a sandwich,
a breakfast sandwich.
I was at a coffee shop.
Okay, and what they don't have anything yeah. sort of.
Here's for the listeners at home. New York is. It's like you could fall over and run into a breakfast sandwich.
100%.
The entire city's built out of fucking breakfast mm-hmm. sandwiches.
Yep.
It's actually less reasonable to say, oh, I was at a Coffee Bean, because I know the Coffee Bean he was at, and it is flanked on both sides by
a bodega that you can get a shitty breakfast
sandwich. That's not true.
A deli where you can get a breakfast sandwich. There's a one with the flowers in the front right next to your apartment, and on the other side is
give the address, too.
Yeah.
Just so people get an idea.
Well, I'll give you a hint, because we're not just going to say Adam's address, but... If
the point is, yeah, Adam,
if I had two princes and one of them was
oh, okay, was the point is that I asked, I text you because I was getting coffee,
right? And it's a nice thing,
Prince Lafayette,
it's a nice thing to do. And his brother, who's named after a number,
yeah, there was two princes, one named Prince Lafayette and the other one named Prince Avenue.
And their sister, 203.
And their sister, apartment. And they met, and they all lived at 2 Lafayette Avenue.
Wait, is that his actual?
No.
No, it's not, right?
No.
Even in the middle of this war, I would say we should take his address out, Adam. So
why
just
a war?
Understand, because we are in a war.
Mm-hmm.
in a conflict.
I don't want to be in a war.
The War of the Hoses.
The world, yeah.
It's about a gay couple that's getting divorced.
And they're peeing on
and
each other.
Well, they just have their dicks out.
They have
out
uncircumcised dicks that look like hoses.
Is Michael Douglas hanging from a chandelier by his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathleen Madigan, but she's got...
Kathleen Madigan?
Whatever the bitch's name is.
Kathleen Turner.
I'm past the age where I'm going to like... I've been in the territory where I can't remember words for maybe 4 or 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've reached the age where it's like, I don't even fucking care to get it correct. I'm not going to be like, oh, what I meant was.
Right. When it's out, it's out.
Catherine Donegal plays the other man.
Mm-hmm. She's got a penis. In Friends, she played a trans.
The one from who said Roger.
Chandler's mom. Chandler's dad became Chandler's mom.
Who said Roger Lando or whatever the movie
was? Roger.
Who gave a lozenge to David Matthau's penis? And she plays the bitch, the cartoon bitch.
Yeah.
So it's her, but in War of the Hoses, it's her with a short haircut because she's playing a fucking guy this time.
Oh, she's playing a guy. She's not a woman with a penis?
And she's doing gymnastics. She's squeezing.
Because if Jessica Rabbit, somebody looked like Jessica Rabbit and she had a penis, I would suck it without even a moment's hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's clear.
How about Jessica Fat Shit? And it's a fat bitch cartoon that's okay. Got red hair.
Yeah.
She's like, Roger, I'm 350 pounds.
Too?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's my impression of her.
That's
just the stank.
Roger.
Your fat vocal cords have a little in common with your retarded voice.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's a little.
They're both smoky.
Smoky, yes.
Yeah.
One from barbecue.
I guess Catherine.
She has a smoky voice to begin with.
Yeah, she has a smoky voice. She kind of sounds like an aristocratic Down syndrome person.
Right. A little in between.
Yeah.
My
family owned all the candy in the world. You have candy for months.
Until Chairman Mao came into power. Until Fidel came into power.
I love candy. You could say that I'm simply daffy for candy.
so, we have a nice culture here where if somebody goes out to the bodega, somebody gets coffee, mm-hmm. we always offer, hey, I'm headed here.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I believe, you know, Nick, I think, has asked for a muffin from Burley, and I've gotten it because that's my guy. And I want to make sure our recording environment.
The chocolate croissant.
I've gotten you the chocolate croissant.
Never a muffin.
I'm sorry. I got the muffin that time. You got the chocolate
croissant. Well, I don't know if they have muffins there. I don't want to put
people
on. They
had some kind
of
muffin.
There's a lot of people that are going to come to New York to see Adam's apartment and see Lafayette Avenue. And they're going to stop by the famous Burley
mm-hmm.
wearing their Cumtown branded diaper.
Right.
And they're like, let me have the Stav blueberry muffin so I can be like Stav. I want to be like Stav. And like Stavy baby.
I want the chocolate, the Nick Mullen chocolate croissant.
And if they say they don't have the blueberry muffin, they're going to be like, they're liars.
Right.
They lied.
I don't, you know what? Maybe I got some kind of biscuit.
A scone, you mean?
A scone. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not as familiar. The point is...
A blueberry scone, which is a hard muffin.
The point is, I asked, does anybody want coffee? Mm-hmm. Nick responds with a food item. I do my best to get him that food item.
That's right.
Because that's the kind of... Yeah, sure, coffee is an expression. We're out. We're getting something.
And I'm gonna fuck you.
I was at the coffee shop getting coffee before...
And you're telling me... And by the way, what is it? Radio silence. You don't say to me, hey, pal... I'm at I'm at the fucking coffee shop. They don't have breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
What you say to me is...
Did nothing.
You say to me is absolutely nothing.
He makes you...
No, I thought you said
him,
no,
you
I want
to... You made him think you were getting the sandwich, but you were like, oh, I don't
in
have
the absence,
time.
In the absence
he got
of a response...
Ass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Thank you. It's back. In the absence of a fucking response, of course I would assume my friend... Is going to ignore me and not fulfill my wishes? No, I would never do him like that.
Yeah.
If on that day that Nick wanted a chocolate croissant, I get there and I say, hey, pal, they're out of them. Would you like a substitution?
Well, that's something that's sold at a coffee shop.
Breakfast sandwiches are often sold at a coffee shop.
Well, they
don't
have
even
any.
Fuck with me right now.
They didn't have
motherfucker,
any.
Dude.
Don't even pretend a coffee shop doesn't half the time have a sandwich. And if they don't, they have some kind of.
This is the kind of.
They have
shit,
some kind
dude.
Of pastry. They have some kind of fucking even a savory thing.
Because people say
there's something you could eat.
People say, why does Adam get so much shit on the show? He's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he seems like they just bully him. He's just a punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and do some shit.
Do something like this,
then
bro.
Then go and fucking act a dickhead.
Act a damn motherfucking dickhead.
On some breakfast sandwich fucking... Oh, my phone. I was too busy. I couldn't look at my phone.
Yeah. Tell me, hey, pal, they ain't got fucking sandwiches here. Would you like a scone?
Yeah.
So would you like a kind bar?
You're going... Okay. You're going to
I'm clearly hungry.
To a pizza restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get a pizza.
Don't even.
No.
Yeah, you go to a pizza restaurant and you say, "Hey, let me get some garlic knots or mozzarella sticks." That's a completely reasonable.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And you're,
okay, listen. Mm-hmm. You're a good friend. You're at the pizza restaurant. You text me. You say, "Hey, Adam, I'm getting pizza. Do you want some?" Right?
Want pizza?
Just like I was getting coffee. I said, "Stop. Do you want some?"
Okay, go ahead.
And then I say, "No. But I really want a MacBook Pro."
Not even fucking close, you piece of shit.
That's what you're
saying.
It's
exactly
to me right
what
now.
Nick said.
That is an item.
How about
that
this?
That is not sold.
How about
at
this?
The pizza restaurant.
How about this? If I say I'm at the fucking pizza restaurant and you say, "Hey, I want a exactly what Nick said,
yeah.
a garlic knot," or how about this? I want ziti, and you're like, "Oh, this one doesn't have ziti. How about a slice?"
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, fine. Fuck it.
Also, how the fuck are we supposed to know you're at a coffee shop?
A MacBook
I'm
fucking
thinking,
bro?
I'm thinking you're at
I
the,
said,
at
I'm
the
getting a
store.
Coffee. Stav, do you want a coffee?
At the corner
And I said,
store.
No, I'd like a fucking breakfast sandwich. Hee-hee. To even imply... And I said...
This is
the
BS.
Hee-hee implies I'm being a little slutty. Mm. I'm asking a little something from my friend.
If they had a breakfast sandwich, I would have gotten you a breakfast
You could
sandwich.
Have said, hey, at this place, they don't have coffee. Because listen, the coffee shop right by me doesn't have sandwiches, right?
Ooh,
but if you would ask me that.
Interesting.
But you know what they have, motherfucker? Croissants.
Okay.
They have ham and cheese croissants.
Okay.
They have something.
Ham and cheese croissant is basically
exactly.
a sandwich.
It's that's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
I guarantee. And you know what?
Sealed.
How about this? No. Why don't we pull up the fucking coffee beans menu, in fact?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's pull up the fucking coffee.
Oh,
if you want to be Mr. Lawyer, MacBook Pro at a fucking pizza restaurant, you fucking piece of shit. Let's pull
up
the fucking coffee beans
you know,
fucking
menu. You're bringing a lot of ugliness into the show today.
You are. You
this
bring it out of
people
me.
People listen. People don't listen to hear friends fight. They listen
you're
to hear
bringing
friends
it the fuck out
along.
Of me, and I'm going to
you know?
coffeebean.com right the fuck now.
Yes.
And I'm actually on the one right at your fucking apartment.
No, you're not.
I am. I know exactly the fuck.
Yeah, we're friends, but we're also coworkers. And I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If I was at my
hold on. Look at this drop down menu.
If I was at my office job, and one of my coworkers said I'm getting lunch, and they didn't get me lunch, I call them a fucking piece of shit in front of everybody.
I was getting coffee and then getting in my
and
car.
And by the way,
because I didn't want to be late for the show.
By the way,
and you were late.
I wasn't late.
And
I got
by
here
the
before
way,
stop.
But we came here.
Stop
we
was
got
also
here
late, but you were late too.
No, I wasn't.
And the reason we were delayed is because of you
and
listen, whatever.
You delayed the show.
And by the way, I wasn't going to bring any of this up until you jump all over me for saying fuck Nick 420 Dabs, whatever the fuck his name is. And Nick, isn't this interesting? Look at coffeebean.com. Look at this drop-down menu.
Oh,
coffee,
cafe.
What's
cafe menu?
Cafe menu.
All they
very
had,
interesting.
All they had out were pastries.
Oh, a pastry.
I should have asked you if you wanted a pastry.
Oh, so now the tune changes
no,
when you're forced, when you're fucking, when the your feet are at the fucking fire.
Oh, my God.
Let's see if they have sandwiches. If they have sandwiches, it's going to be so funny. Coffee bean.
Our company.
Is it Coffee Bean or like half the
it's coffeebean.com.
I was grabbing a coffee before getting
so
in the
do
car,
you say that they have
and
pastries?
And I asked you
do you
if
admit
you wanted,
to yourself
of
that
course
they
have pastries. That's what they have out behind the window. Pastries.
And maybe you could have said to me, hey, pal, they ain't got no fucking sandwiches, but how about
I thought you were just like, I don't want coffee, but I'm going to get a
but
sandwich.
But what do I want? I want something to sustain me.
I thought you were going to get a sandwich, and you assumed that they didn't have fucking sandwiches.
Why would I assume that?
I don't know, dude.
Half the places we get fucking coffee, they got sandwiches. Or something analogous. And that's what they had.
A pastry is not analogous
to a
sandwich.
It's analogous to a sandwich.
No, it's not.
Absolutely, it is.
No, it's not. You don't, like, have a pastry for dinner. You could have a sandwich for dinner.
Sometimes, well, they might have a savory fucking pastry. They might have a croissant with fucking cheese.
That's not how civilized culture works.
And you know what's nice here, Adam?
Yes.
You snitched on yourself because the website doesn't list food, but you admitted that there was pastries.
Mm-hmm. So of course there's pastries. It's a coffee shop.
Oh, now it's an of course situation.
Oh, my God.
So are you going to apologize?
Apologize for offering you a coffee when I was getting one.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
You know, I'm pretty sure
fucking
believable. I've been in there, and I'm pretty sure they have sandwiches in the.
Can we actually? Why don't we call a coffee bean?
Yeah, let's call them on the phone.
Let's call them on the fucking phone.
No, that's against the law.
It's not against the
law. Yes, it is.
Shut the.
You're breaking New York state law.
Okay.
No, actually, New York is one of the places where you're allowed to.
I think that's true. Actually.
All right. Let's see what they have to say.
Thank you for calling Cafe Mirantilo. This is Aaron. How may I help you?
Hey, do you sell sandwiches?
We have some sandwiches, yeah.
Interesting. Wraps. What kind of sandwiches do you have?
So I have an egg salad sandwich. I have a tuna wrap.
Do you have
right now, I don't have a. I have a vegetable wrap usually.
Do you have breakfast sandwiches? Do you do that in the morning?
Yeah, we have egg and hash burrito.
Oh,
like a breakfast burrito. I have a broccoli cheddar quiche.
Okay.
Quiche.
But that's usually that's like in the morning, like 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. You'd usually
have. I have it all day.
All day. Okay. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. That's all we need to know. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Nope.
Wow.
They didn't have a breakfast sandwich.
Wow.
You said you wanted a breakfast sandwich. He said a tuna sandwich.
Oh, bro.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That went worse for you than I ever possibly expected
Why?
It to have.
You want a quiche?
Why?
You wanted me to get you a quiche?
Saying a breakfast burrito all goddamn day.
Those weren't behind the fucking glass.
Did you?
They just had pastries out.
You've been exposed in a manner I didn't even think possible at the beginning of this grievance.
How?
I will accept nothing less than a full apology with no stank on it from you.
No, I'm just never going to offer you a coffee again.
No, my God.
Yeah.
So because you were wrong in this instance, you're going to wreck the beautiful culture we fucking created here over 5 years.
I was being nice, and now you're punishing me for being nice. Yes,
not
I was.
At all. Not
I was
at
being
all.
Nice to you by saying, hey, I'm grabbing a coffee.
God.
I'm grabbing a coffee before I head over to Nick's to do the show.
You said none of that.
That's what I was doing. The text right before that was, hey, Nick, I'm headed to you. And then I said, Stav, do you want a coffee?
Headed to you, Nick. Stav, you want a coffee? No, but I want a sandwich. Hee hee. I didn't even say breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even fucking say breakfast sandwich.
I should have got you a tuna fish sandwich.
You could have said what they have.
I assumed
you
were just going to get a sandwich at the deli when you got here.
This started as a bit, but right now, the way you're digging your fucking heels in, I'm pissed off right now.
I was being a good boy.
And for you to keep saying,
I'm looking
up
the rules of Rosh Hashanah, because I think one of them is you have to get people breakfast.
Rosh Hashanah's over.
No, sir. I'm looking up, and while we're looking that up, you might want to check out BlueChew.com. Adam, why don't you do a little penance for the audience?
Honestly, man, what I feel bad about is that you've been exposed as a bad guy to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad about bringing this up. I feel bad that now people are going to think of you lower, but you do deserve it, but I don't want you to have to go through that because you're my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But people are going to look at you in a different light now.
Yeah, people loved me before.
They do, and they did.
Yeah,
and I don't want them to stop loving you.
You got to act a dickhead.
You did nothing for 5 years to damage my absolutely unimpeachable name.
That's within the confines of the show.
Okay.
This is real life. This is the fucking behind the scenes.
Okay.
Now, why don't you tell us how to get our dicks hard?
Before that, I want to tell you that if you live in Nashville, I'm going to be there on October 1st and 2nd with Mike Racine co-headlining. Nashville, Tennessee ticket links will be up soon. Anyway, BlueChew.com.
And I will be in Minneapolis this very weekend.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Acme.
Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves by bringing confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that help men grow stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew tablets help men achieve stronger erections that combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. and it ships to your door in discreet packaging. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with a licensed medical provider, and once you're approved, you'll receive all your prescription within days. The best part, it's all online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your penis.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. You can chew them.
These are chewable tablets.
Blue Chew's sildenafil and tadalafil tablets are chewable. The tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship directly to you. Mm-hmm. So it's cheaper than a fucking pharmacy.
That's right. And, you know, maybe you could benefit from the confidence when it's time to perform. And if you can, go to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com is sort of like a supportive friend for your penis. Maybe BlueChew.com says, hey, penis, do you want sildenafil? And then your penis says, no, I'd like tadalafil instead. But you know what Blue Chew would never do? Blue Chew would never ignore that request. And then when it shows up, be like, oh, sorry, I was at the sildenafil place. They don't even have tadalafil. Mm-hmm. And then you would call BlueChew.com and you would check the website and you would see, oh, wait, they had tadalafil the whole time. You could have just given me tadalafil, Blue Chew. Blue Chew would never treat you like that. Blue Chew would get you whatever you wanted, would it get your penis whatever it needed, even if it wasn't exactly what it had in store. Go to BlueChew.com and enjoy the friendship between BlueChew.com and its chewable tablets and your penis. BlueChew.com, always there to support you like your friend should.
Promo code CUMTOWN.
Promo code CUMTOWN.
You receive your first month free.
Just pay $5 shipping.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal. BlueChew.com. Chew your tablets for your dick because you can.
Why don't you keep talking about it for a minute, Adam?
Why?
Because I'm still looking up the Rosh Hashanah rules.
Why are you looking that up?
Because I'm pretty sure you're going to Jewish hell.
We don't believe in hell.
Yeah, you do.
No, Jews don't believe in hell. No.
You got something.
I'm getting close here. Even if I have to hack.
Where do they go? Where do guys who betray their friends go in the faith, out of curiosity?
Let me ask you this. If you think that's real, that Jews don't believe in hell. They don't have hell, right?
Yeah.
And this is a sort of a thought experiment, as they say in some of the alt-right circles.
Okay? Oh, no.
If Jews don't believe in hell,
yes.
And you believe in an equitable world, right?
Yeah.
So, which means that, you know, not inequality of outcomes, but it, like, you know, like things are fair.
Right.
Wouldn't that mean that some of the Jews should be burning and tortured?
I don't actually think you could draw that
Christians
conclusion.
That are going to hell, despite...
Oh, I see,
Because a lot of Christians will go to hell.
Sure.
You can be the most Christian guy in the world. It's like, you know, look,
somebody's got to get in there.
There's a limited amount of space. It's the fucking clouds. If you overfill them, people fall through.
Start falling through, they splat all over Earth.
In fact, you need more people in hell to keep the Earth from collapsing in on itself due to gravity.
In the middle of Earth is hell.
Yeah, and the audacity of Jews to say, oh, well, we don't go to there.
We don't believe it.
We all go to heaven immediately.
We go to Abraham's bosom.
You don't go to heaven immediately.
Where do you go?
There's like a spiritual cleansing process.
And is it at BlueChew.com?
Yeah, promo
code. Where Jews go before they go to hell.
So there's no hell? If you're bad, you just have to get cleansed longer?
Yeah, think about like Hitler would have, he'd be on a...
He's still cleansing.
He'd be on a heavy wash. You know?
Right. Extra rinse.
Extra rinse cycle.
Damn. Well, don't like swallowing pills, no problem here, because Blue Chew's sildenafil.
We said that verbatim.
Yeah, we read that.
Tadalafil, sildenafil, tadalafil.
Nick, I don't know if you heard this, but of this analogy, but Blue Chew is like a good friend for your penis.
It's like a good friend for your penis that would get you a breakfast sandwich.
That would get you a breakfast sandwich?
He did not say breakfast sandwich.
Oh, I'm sorry. He would get you a sandwich.
Any kind of sandwich.
Any kind of
You're
sandwich.
Not helping yourself.
Why?
You really don't understand here. You're playing this little...
You're attacking my character.
Really, the
and
way
you know what?
The
We've
way you've
been
responded,
down this road
the
before.
Way you've responded, what? Adam, is really like, I'm honestly hurt the way you responded to this.
Why?
Your attitude, your defensiveness, you're digging your heels in, you're trying to get me on a technicality.
Because I was doing a
you got
nice
a bunch
thing.
Of turds.
Again,
you,
there it goes again.
Instead of a heart, you got a pile of dog shit in your chest.
You were doing a nice thing, but at the same time, it's the kind of nice thing we all do for each other constantly.
Just pumping a bunch of undigested corn through your veins. Mm-hmm. And you got like a little scarecrow peanut brain filled with fucking dog shit.
That's
corn.
Right.
You're doing a poo joke right now?
I'm telling you about your body. I'm telling
it's
you about
not
your
my
soul.
Body.
Blue Chew, Sildenafil, and Tadalafil tablets
we
are chewable.
We already said this.
And they're made in the USA.
Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st and 2nd.
Well, listen, this weekend...
And come.town if you want to buy a t-shirt. They are still not paying me. They're pretending there's something wrong with the quote-unquote royalties system. Mm. Whatever that means. Uh-huh. I'm sure the company is that prints the shirts has just gone out of business.
Yep. Keeping all the money.
And they're floating and they're paying themselves out before the whole thing collapses.
Sounds
golden
about right.
Parachute.
But that means if you want a shirt, now is the chance to get it because I will not put the effort in to figure out a way to do it.
Exactly.
This because I uh-huh. have been so burned by the experience of letting somebody. I'll tell you, when I did it myself. Everybody got their fucking shirt. I messed mm-hmm. up maybe two orders.
Yep.
And as they were switched.
Yep.
And I did what I could to make it right by blocking the emails of the people that complained.
And listen, this weekend, the 16th through the 18th, I'm in Acme, Minneapolis. Then next week, I'm in San Antonio for a little midweek delight. Wednesday the 22nd, Thursday the 23rd. San Antonio, buy those tickets. Tickets going fast. Yeah. And then Cleveland, Phoenix, Madison, all that kind of good shit. Stavi.biz/tour,
you know what I just got a hankering for is the Ben and Jerry's on the San Antonio Riverwalk.
Ooh, I think I'm going to go ahead and put that in the itinerary.
Dude, I might come down just to have some chips and salsa.
Just come down for some fucking...
A little bit of queso.
Yeah. Some fucking carne asada.
A nice Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. Maybe meet a big fat Hispanic
family.
I'm
trying to get sucked off with some big Hispanic titties.
A big fat Mexican family of four that weighs right around 1,800 pounds.
Yep, four average height 4'7".
Yeah, it's a Hispanic family, mom, dad, son, daughter, and they weigh as much as a Ford Expedition combined.
That's right.
You're like, yeah, we're going to dinner. You're like, it's 11:30 a.m. They're like, well, we already had breakfast and lunch. The fuck is this supposed to be called? Breakfast treat? Stupid. Well, then what do you call dinner? Dinner 9, bitch.
That's so true.
We have breakfast, lunch, dinner, dinner 2, dinner 3, dinner 4, dinner 5, dinner 6, dinner 7, dinner 8, and dinner 9.
Yep.
And tell you what, Blue Chew, Sildenafil, and Tadalafil.
We already said that.
They're chewable. And there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code GOMTOWN. That's COMTOWN. At checkout, just pay $5 shipping. Mm-hmm. That's BlueChew.com, promo code GOMTOWN to receive your first month free. Gracias. And we thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the podcast. That's so funny that they wrote that in there. And we thank you. We
thank you, Blue Chew.
We
are so grateful that you're paying us to do a service for you.
I'm curtsying.
Thank you so much.
Writing your own thank you. I actually have to not cancel, but pause. It's nice they let you pause the subscription. Because Blue Chew, the whole thing is premised on you
getting pussed.
Totally overestimating how much you're
going to
get.
How much pussy you're going to get. Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, damn, I have 900 pills.
I should probably pause my shit, too. Mm.
Now I'm just going to be buried with these like a pharaoh.
Like king, yep. King fuck.
King fuck uncommon.
The boy penis king.
The boy, the baby penis king.
The baby penis king.
Do not use the phrase.
No, don't say that.
Sorry.
Don't say all that stuff.
Yeah. Damn, there's a lot of shit.
There's a lot we're not supposed to say. We used to say that used to be basically the whole ad read.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like they listened to one of our early ad reads and said, don't do this stuff.
Because it's an actual medication.
It came up with 14 bullet points.
It's an actual medical product that you can't make serious.
You'll like this.
About.
When I looked up that Rosh Hashanah, the rules for Rosh Hashanah, half that article were about canceling debts. And different rules for how debts go before the Jewish court on Rosh Hashanah.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with that?
Oh, what's wrong with
you want to keep people in debt?
No. I think usually...
It's just kind of something that maybe a lot
it's nice
of,
to cancel debts.
I just think a lot of people should maybe reread that part of the rules.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
What? How are you guys indebted to me?
Not you. I'm in general.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I'm so happy it's almost fall.
I know. You love fall.
I got my little reading nook. I got my pipe. Get my pipe out. Oh,
it's pipe season.
Yeah.
And it's fat guy season.
It's fat guy season. It's tracksuit season.
Oh, it's all the best time of the year. Dude.
I honestly,
I can't wait to get head in a cardigan.
I wish I was a father. I would secretly a little drunk. Put on a tracksuit, drive my children to somewhere, I don't know, like find a place that has one of those like antique trains that goes upside of a mountain, mm-hmm. like a coal burning train.
Yeah, sir.
And then just...
have some cider donuts.
Yeah, smoke a cigar on the train. People tell me I can't do that. I'm like, well, the fucking train's smoking.
Yep.
And then
we're going back in time.
And I got little airport shooters that I'm hitting, and my kids aren't really enjoying...
They're having a horrible time.
...the trip. But I said to them, someday I'll be dead, and you'll try and figure out what this meant. That'll keep you going for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's love, but... It'll certainly be a moment
in
your
life.
It's
kind of a mystery.
No,
you're making memories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's love.
I'm trying to think. What's a good memory I have with my father? When I was 4 years old, we went to the Maryland State Fair, and I met Raphael the Ninja Turtle.
Maybe when he showed you his penis, and you thought, maybe one day my dick will be that big.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yep. But then much later in life, broke your heart by not your dick.
By not never. You know, I used to think that my dick would never reach my father's lengths.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the thing you have to remember is in your memory, it's seared into your, like through the eyes of a 4 year old.
Yeah, but I saw a lot of, when I was four, I saw a lot of grown men's dicks.
Yeah.
I know, comparatively.
Yeah. That's true. You got me there.
I've been what they call, I've taken a stroll around the bazaar.
You've bested your old man?
I've seen the merchandise.
You were used in a very Afghani way as a boy.
Yeah.
Many could say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my dick is probably, you know, it's not, I don't know, I would have to look at it. I haven't seen my dad's penis in years, but... Yeah. I think we're probably...
Maybe that's how you squash the bit. You call him up and you're like, let's settle this one.
If your dick's bigger, I apologize. Yeah. If my dick's bigger, you apologize. That might be the only way it's ever going to get done.
That's fair, dude. That's the only fair way to do it.
That's one of the Rosh Hashanah rules. Mishnah Torah, laws of charity. Mm-hmm. Gifts to the poor.
Well, it sounds terrible.
Yeah. There are 8 levels of tzedakah.
Tzedakah.
Shut the fuck up. One each greater than the other. The greatest level, higher than all the rest, is to fortify a fellow Jew and give him a gift, a loan, form within him a partnership, or find work for him until he is strong enough so that he does not need to ask others for help.
Teach a man to fish, exactly.
Of this it is said, if your kinsman, being in straits, comes under your authority and you hold him, as though a resident alien, let him live by your side. So basically what they're saying is, if your friend asks you to get him a sandwich,
right?
Mm-hmm. Not only are you supposed
build
to
build him up,
a
sandwich.
You gotta get that sandwich, brother.
All right, man. I will.
Because let's say, for example, what this means is you're no longer Jewish.
That's fine by me.
You may
dude.
Think that that's a good thing, but when you strip that away and you're who you are.
And you're not Jewish?
And you're not
a
Jewish?
A white guy that behaves like
a
you
A white
do?
Guy that behaves mm-hmm. like this?
Good God.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is
what
that?
What am I?
What is, egregious.
Terrible. You imagine you trying to go to like an Irish pub and hang out with the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
You would get the shit kicked out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Still?
By the pubman.
Mm-hmm.
I just put on imagine all the
a
Red
bunch
Sox
of,
stuff.
Imagine a bunch of Italians hanging out with you, and you're like, have you guys seen the new fucking Janis film?
The new Janis Joplin movie?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know about Criterion?
What were you saying, the new Janis films?
Yeah.
The new release.
Have you seen? That's so funny to ask.
They're like, what the fuck? And they're all raping you?
Yeah.
They're all making you
they're
suck
like,
their
we
dicks?
We only watch fucking shit like Toy Story. Your fucking Cars.
Cars 2.
What
Cars
the hell two. Is this?
I've never heard of Criterion. I'm too stupid. I'm too stupid to watch a movie. I'm not a fucking intellectual that can sit down and fucking let some movie fucking seep into his brain and not
no.
really... care or feel anything about it, but you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You can check that one off the list.
Yeah, you were there. You were on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The credits rolled.
Yep.
It's kind of a metaphor for life.
You know what else rolled? You, out of Coffee Bean without a fucking sandwich in your hand.
I'm going to go pee right now, and I want an attitude adjustment.
Oh, you want an attitude adjustment.
I want an attitude adjustment.
Yes, I do.
Adjust my dick, motherfucker. Adjust it into your mouth. You're the one who needs to change this whole fucking shit up.
I really can't believe I didn't get my apology. I mean, yeah. We had him dead. The phone call?
Yeah.
He's going to that guy crushed his whole defense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we have breakfast sandwiches all day.
All day.
We also have non-conscious.
He's like, oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. We got wraps. It's like, oh, my. Yeah. I mean, that.
Keep in mind, folks, that was the Coffee Bean he was at.
The exact one.
This was not.
We didn't call corporate.
Yeah.
We didn't call, like, the fucking.
You heard him. He said, this is Ernesto at the Two Princes Coffee.
The Two Princes of Lafayette Coffee Shop.
Yeah. Unreal. Unreal. Because you know. Now you know. Like, jokes aside, you know they had sandwiches there.
I was really just fucking with him. I was like, this will be 3 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah.
And he digs his heels in. And I really thought they probably don't have sandwiches.
Of course.
You know, I just thought it was a pastry. Reasonable. It's reasonable. Whatever.
Yeah. They only
he could have texted me back, but no big deal.
Right.
They have more sandwiches than I've ever heard of. That's like what the amount of sandwiches Subway has.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. You know. What was it? For real, Adam, be honest. Was the sandwich too expensive?
Yeah, what's the reason you didn't
get a
sandwich?
Was it an $8 sandwich?
What are you talking about?
You just thought the sandwich was a bad deal. Be honest. So you were like,
just tell me the reason.
I looked behind the glass, and I just saw pastries.
Okay.
And then I was like, all right, I'm going to get in the car and go. He doesn't want a coffee.
So you're calling Rodrigo a liar.
What about the fucking board?
What?
You're telling me behind, there was no board that lists what sandwiches they had. You're acting like this guy on the phone, there's some secret menu at Coffee Bean that people don't know about.
Oh, I just got a notification from the Citizen app that there is a fire at the Galileo Temple.
Oh, shit.
Which I'm assuming is a synagogue. And and it's a kitchen fire at the Galileo Temple. So you're right. Maybe there isn't a hell. Maybe God seeks punishment for your actions on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's probably true.
There's something here. I can't help but think that these two are related. Yeah, kitchen fire at Galileo Temple.
Why would Jews name
I think
temple
it's saying
Galileo?
It's some kind of Italian thing, actually.
I think it's
the
synagogue.
Hall was used by the local Sicilian community.
That's a type of Jewish.
And was popular in its day with local anarchist groups. What the fuck?
Okay, well, a different kind of Jewish.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of this in my life. so, yeah. So finish the question that Nick was asking you, Adam.
Okay.
Adam.
Question.
Also, you probably want to talk about your underwear for a while.
No, I don't want to talk about my underwear.
It's the second piece of paper. Get the second
it's unfair.
Piece. Get the second piece of paper out.
I was asking you. If
get
you
it out now.
Stop. Okay. That's honestly. That's the most egregious part of your defense.
Why?
You're acting like you're some fucking saint for asking if I want a
being
coffee.
Thoughtful.
We all ask each other if we want coffees if we're going to get fucking coffee.
Yeah, it's a nice
that's
thing that
baseline.
You do. It's a nice thing that
that's
I do.
That's a baseline.
I think
you don't
nice.
Get fucking credit for being nice.
Yeah.
If you're if you're not nice, you're a piece of shit. Everyone should just be nice. Okay?
Yeah. I buy lunch whenever we go out. I buy lunch whenever there's an opportunity.
We get lunch all the time.
I buy lunch too.
We buy lunches. Okay? And we always ask for coffee.
You're a busy guy.
You buy a bunch. You buy
bunch, bunches about what to
wear. Pornography.
And just embrace the radical.
You're a busy guy, so stop thinking about what to wear and just embrace the radically efficient Mack Weldon
daily
wear
system.
The daily wear system is a selection of clothes rooted in smart design.
Daily wear system, what is that? Like Trevor Noah's fucking his clothes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Show,
Daily
Wear.
Daily Show wear system.
And he's like, oi, bruv, look, I'm going to Mack Weldon and I got a do-rag for my, a businessman's do-rag.
A business do-rag.
And I was born in
South
Africa. But from the looks of me, you think I was born in fucking the rest of Africa. Folks. South Africa.
I mean, I guess, yeah, he could have been born in the rest of Africa.
Yeah, Daily Wear System. And let's move on. I'm Trevor Noah, and
the Daily Wear System.
It's a selection of clothes rooted in smart design. made with a performance fabric and bit of work together. From breathable t-shirts and polos, stylish button-ups and shorts, underwear and beyond. Mack Weldon makes it easy for you to dress for work, leisure and play, or wherever your summer takes you, be it to jail for child pornography, mm-hmm. or to the coffee bean to ignore polite requests from a friend to purchase him a sandwich. Talk about your favorite Mack Weldon products. Let's see.
I like the underwear.
Now, I'll tell you one thing about Mack Weldon is they give me there's a separate promo code, not cometown20, which is your promo code, but a separate one that gets me the shit for free.
The fuck? Where's my one?
Yeah, you haven't told us about that.
Because it's extremely complicated, and then every time I went to it...
Wow, this is the good friend Olympics today.
You know what? I negotiate the contracts.
I was just going to say, I feel okay.
Okay,
for
all right. All
and
right.
It's also not...
licking ass.
It's not unlimited. It's usually...
He does all the work with the ads. He gets to have a couple extra pairs of underwear.
It's usually like a $75 credit or something.
Right.
And it's mostly so I buy the shit and then I talk about liking it. But for a while, the underwear that I liked was sold out. And then I kind of slept on it. And then what happens is... the fucking code they give me expires. So it's like you have a month to buy underwear. And it's like, well, I don't even know if I'm going to shit the ones I have.
I know, and I only get new underwear if I shit in it.
I know. I'm trying to pair, because I was switching all of my shit over to Mack Weldon, but then you kind of need, I feel like I need underwear that just gets filled with
to
like...
to get shit in it.
To get shit, and you kind of piss yourself a little bit.
A little bit, sure.
Because putting
you
on
use
a,
it to wipe cum.
Putting a fresh pair of Mack Weldons on, they feel nice. It makes me feel like fucking James Bond.
Absolutely.
Which is going to be a black lady now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? Mack Weldon.
But she wears Mack Weldon. Black Weldon.
Black Ladens. From breathable t-shirts and polos. And stuff. We said that already.
Yep.
But I like the daily, whatever their three-pack is,
mm-hmm.
with like the flat collars.
Yes.
Those are nice. That's my shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Breathable.
Honestly, the best underwear.
They got sweat shorts that'll fucking tickle your nuts, too. The Ace sweat shorts have modern tailoring and prayer perfectly.
There you go. For the
ultimate lazy
Sunday. The ultimate lazy Sunday, the Ace sweatshirts.
Upgraded Pima tees.
Now, see, I hate that shit. Fuck a lazy Sunday. You got to work hard constantly.
Uh-huh.
Get the Ace sweatpants, but then you...
go to work.
Drive as fast as you can in your car on the
mm-hmm,
highway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
That's
mm-hmm.
one of the things I like to do as a millionaire, jet set millionaire fucking businessman.
Yep.
Is speeding.
Speeding on drugs.
On drugs in my Ace sweatshorts.
Actually,
I do need a new pair of shorts. So I might go. Let's go. Let's hear the Radius shorts. That's the thing that they're offering now. Let's take a look at that.
And you know what? For weekend travels both near and far,
mm-hmm.
the silver knit polo.
Silver polo and
amazing.
And Radius shorts are the perfect high tech.
What is it called? Wolf of Wall Street?
Mack Weldon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to look up MackWeldon.com, too, because I actually need new. I need to re-up on all the underwear.
Yeah.
They really do have a lot of great stuff.
Oh, so the Pace Setter, Shop the Story. This is the new thing they got here now. Mm. Some guy running around in a bunch of fucking flowers. Smart workout gear engineered for what really moves you.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the only reason to work out is to...
Yeah, I'm a fucking traditional guy. I like the 18-hour jersey boxer brief.
Yeah, dude, that shit's money.
It's good shit.
That's sort of the Coke classic, and then the rest of the shit is like vanilla Coke or whatever. The new arrival. They got a whole fucking lineup.
You can get a good...
I've never tried
really
the Stealth.
They've come a long way, dude. It's hard to even call this a fucking underwear company.
They're not,
no, it's
dude.
T-shirts,
I feel like
sweats.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they don't even want us to say that
anymore.
It's
a basics company.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what the whole new arrival.
Now the
are.
Briefs, they got those too. If you're European or your penis isn't cut or whatever.
Well, I'm both, and I still go back to briefs.
No, you wear tidy whities.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. You're like, where the hell are you? With tidy whities with suspenders?
No, I don't. Yeah.
That's cute.
Where the hell? I'm trying to eat. And you eat cottage cheese in your clawfoot tub and yell at your fat wife in your Lower East Side tenement.
She yells at you about being no good.
Stop, Rose. Get out of the tub.
Yeah, fuck you.
I should have listened to my mother.
I'm reading the funny papers in here.
I wish you would have, you fucking bitch.
I'm trying to read the fucking cartoons.
You're no good. Everything you touch turns to shit, Stop, Rose.
Fuck you, whore.
You're a two-time loser.
All right, let's see. Shorts.
Maybe if I had a little fucking support in my own house.
The Maverick Tech Chino shorts.
Wow.
Radius short. That looks new.
The Maverick shorts, that's obviously a tribute to
John McCain.
The deceased John McCain.
Dude, I had way too many fucking shorts, and then like I was like, I got to pare these down. I donated some of them to Goodwill, and then I realized I gave away all of my shorts.
Zero shorts now.
I have one pair of shorts, but they got a giant fucking hole in the pocket.
That sucks.
Yeah. So I need new shorts.
That freaking effing sucks.
There needs to be, they need to make shorts with a like a reinforced pocket so you can put knives in there.
Yeah. Yep.
So they got the Radius short, the Maverick Tech Chino short, the Ace sweat short, two-pack Ace sweat shorts, Stratus Active short. These all look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But
a lot of good stuff.
You know, I don't really know much.
They got
about
they got fucking gaiters.
Yeah, they look
scarves,
swim trunks,
bags, wallets. They got Tech cashmere gloves.
Ooh. Oh, their Stealth boxer briefs are also listed in the swim trunk section.
Mm, you can go swimming in them.
You can go, yeah, you can go skinny dipping.
Yep.
Long underwear. That's coming up. You're going to need a pair of long johns. If you're new to the city, a lot of folks, they listen to this show and they move here and be like, stop.
That's right.
You're going to need long underwear for the winter.
You're going to need long underwear.
More than a jacket,
fuckers.
More than anything. Look. That Adam can tell you, the first couple years I was here, I was going around nothing but a hoodie and jeans, and I stayed warm, and that's because I wore fucking
long johns.
Long johns, and also a layer of duct tape,
Yep.
which you can get at MacWeldon.com. Check out the duct tape section.
The silver knit duct tape.
Silver knit duct tape, antimicrobial.
Yeah, I miss the days where the read was all about the antimicrobial shit.
Imagine a guy named Mike Robial, and he's like, I smell like shit. Because I'm covered in microbes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my name, Mike Ro. Dirty Jobs of Mike Ro.
Microbial.
Microbial. So buy some time.
So.
With Mac. Excuse me?
No.
Go ahead.
What? No. Okay. Buy some time this summer with Mack Weldon Daily Wear System for 20% off your first visit. Visit MackWeldon.com/cometown20 and enter promo code cometown20. That's MackWeldon.com/cometown20, promo code cometown20 for 20% off. Mack Weldon, radically efficient wardrobing.
Horrible.
Oh my God.
Why? What was wrong with that? I tried to do like an announcement.
It sounded like you're reading off the piece of paper.
That's what I was doing.
That's not how. But you it's got to sound natural.
Mm-hmm.
Watch
so
this.
You do it.
He's about to.
This is coming from a guy that has done maybe two or three radio spots.
Okay, so do it.
So I'm what they call in the business a pro.
This man's been on Fox News' Red Eye.
I was on Fox News. I was in a Geico radio spot.
Yeah,
that's
I remember
right.
That.
That's
they
right.
just stopped paying me for it at some point. Buy some time this summer with the MacWeldon Daily Wear System. 20% off your first order. Visit MacWeldon.com/cometown20. Enter promo code penis.nazi. That's MacPenis.ass. And fuck me and my pussy.
That's pretty good.
And so I don't even need to look at it. I don't even
he's
need to
got
look at
it. You did better than
I got
me.
It down.
I admit this, it. I'm bested.
Hey, this is a big fuck you to everyone out there in Radio City. Show me a penis and let me suck your tits.
That's right.
MacWeldon.com/cometown20.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, are you okay? Can I fuck you? Let me fuck you, Annie.
Annie, can I fuck you?
Can I fuck you in your pussy, Annie?
Let me see your pussy. Let me feel it with my penis, Annie.
Annie, can I fuck you in your pussy? Can I fuck you, Annie?
Can I see your penis?
Annie, can I fuck you? Can I fuck you? Can I fuck you, Annie? Annie, can I fuck you in your pussy? Let me smell your pussy. Does this man like Doritos? Mm. Your pussy. Let me sniff it, Annie.
I want to have like a hidden camera show.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, you just go, you film it across the street, and I want, like, a long stick with a big, like, cartoon nose on the end, like a big foam nose,
uh-huh.
and I'm just, like, putting it, to like, on women's vaginas
yeah,
from, like, 15 feet away. Mm-hmm.
Social experiment.
Yeah. And then
it's a nose?
It's, like, a big, giant nose.
Oh, I see. So you're smelling
and there's
it.
Wires coming out of it that go to my own nose.
So you could smell
so
their
the
pussy.
End, yeah. So I'm just, I've got this, like, big... And it's hooked up.
And
to
it's
like
doing
a,
like a
yeah.
It's scrunching, like it's sniffing.
It's like a boom mic for a nose.
It's like a boom mic when it goes to my nose. First, the wires go to a backpack, and there's like lights on the computer. And it's like boop, 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 and it goes to my nose.
Right.
And then there's a speaker on the back that's like filthy. It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Nice pussy.
Nice pussy, bitch.
Your pussy smells tasty.
And then people are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's a hidden camera show.
Look over there and there and there.
Even though you're holding it?
Yeah. I'm
you're holding the camera.
You're holding
I'm holding the camera.
Nose. Oh, and the nose.
I've got a GoPro on my head. I'm like, it's a hidden camera
show. It's hidden. They're like, clear, you're filming this.
What's the name of the show? It's called Smelling Women's Pussies.
The Pussy Smell-O-Vision Hour?
Yeah, it's called Impractical Pussy Smellers.
Yeah, we should do Impractical Pussy Smellers.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good idea.
We could probably get Sal Volcano to appear.
Go to Equinox and like
snake
the thing into a yoga class.
I don't want to brag, but I'll text Sal Volcano and say I have an idea. It's Impractical Pussy Smellers. Mm-hmm. Can you get us a spinoff?
That'd be pretty cool. If you got True TV on board.
I think we could do it.
We could do anything we want.
Yeah.
Poo TV?
Yeah.
Poo TV.
Shit on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. We could take a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's just people pooing the entire time. It's not bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about a reality show about people that fold paper airplanes?
Like Asian people that are really good at it?
Just regular folks.
Well, Asian people fall under the umbrella of regular folks.
No, but they like do origami, so I would assume that they'd be really good at paper airplanes.
Not every Asian does origami.
I'm saying the ones that do. The paper folding expert.
Adam does snorigami.
Right.
He tells a story that's got so many unnecessary twists and turns that you fall asleep listening to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that.
Adam, here comes another one of Adam's lullabies.
Oh, it looks like I got a text.
From who?
From Stavros. I'm sorry about what I said about
you
that. You were being a good friend.
You weren't.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate the text.
I didn't have to read it on the show,
and you owe me an apology for your conduct this morning. Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
How do we report Adam to the government of Texas for trying to get an abortion?
That's true.
I'm going to do that. Can we report your ex-girlfriend?
Who?
We don't have to say.
The Chinese one that got an abortion.
Jesus fucking Christ. Come on,
man. What?
No, what time frame is that? We got to beep that whole thing out.
What do you mean we have to beep that out? 56,
58, it was when you said it.
How are they going to fucking know who I'm talking
about? Yeah, they know.
Pretty easily, actually.
They know.
They
actually do know. 100%.
Do they live in Texas?
It doesn't matter. The internet, you could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know that, right? Texas is giving bounties.
That's so fucking wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like if you got an abortion, snitch on this person, dude, and you get $10,000.
It's $10,000. I will absolutely tell.
they got Chuck Norris down there.
Well,
dude.
Do they take out
some
Walker,
real Texas Ranger
Walker
type shit.
Bitch teller on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the Walker Texas Ranger theme?
I don't remember.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Walker, Texas Ranger. It turns out this bitch got an abortion.
Walker. A girl got raped by her dad and she had to get an abortion.
Well, I better get my
$10,000. Well, I'm going to get 10 G's and then she's going to have a little accident with her brake.
Well, maybe we should.
Brake lines.
Maybe we can get her pregnant again and get even more money.
So you snitch on somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, this is fucking good.
It's a good theme.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you, 'cause that's where the Rangers go. gonna be.
It's awesome.
And he's just kicking pregnant women.
This is the louder version. This is when they had to make the show louder because the audience entered their late 80s. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't hear. Big Samoan says fuck you to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What?
Who's that?
Suggested,
just a random guy?
I don't know, man. Because the eyes of a ranger are upon you.
We didn't play enough music this
Any
episode.
Wrong you do, he's going to see.
He's going to suck your pussy.
He's going to suck your penis and fuck your asshole. You. And then he's going to send you to jail for being gay.
The eyes of a penis gets me horny.
The eyes of a penis makes me penis. I'm a fucking fag. I am Chuck Norris. Mm-hmm. And when you fuck me at Kung Fu, the legend continues.
And when I get my dick sucked by a man's dick, mm-hmm. it makes me horny.
Honestly, I love this.
It's really good. What is this?
It's a theme song from Kung Fu the Legend.
Oh, really?
Mad good.
Want the legend to continue this week, you can go to patreon.com.
That's right. Absolutely.
Otherwise,
suck our cocks. Or come see us live. Come see me live. Come see Adam live. Buy a t-shirt.